Yes. And here's what you can do to help us.
Tell us.
You can donate to our GiveButter, and it's called GiveButter/Summit Lake. Mm-hmm. The Lake Needs a Lawyer. You can follow us on Instagram. The Lake Needs a Lawyer on mm-hmm. Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can come to the planning board meeting this coming Tuesday.
The 21st.
February 21st at 7 p.m. You can come and educate yourself about what's happening in Philmont.
Show this planning board that you care about this.
That's right.
I'll tell you, a number of people showing up to the meeting, when you show up in full force, that's powerful.
Yeah.
It's always powerful.
Yep. So you could, if you just feel like coming out,
you just stand there and grumble.
You just frown.
And frown. Yeah, you don't have to speak. You just stand there and make.
And then the public hearing, I believe, is going to be scheduled for March. And that's when the squawking begins. Yeah.
That's when you want it to be live.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So just like staying on top of this, staying informed, and supporting our effort.
Today we are in the midst of the Transmission Winter Pledge Drive. WGXE is community radio that relies on support from listeners like you. Please visit WGXC.org to make a donation, or even better, please become a sustaining member today. Even just a few dollars a month, that adds up a lot over time.
Give up your pizza for one night. Don't feed the kids. Just let them starve for one night. It's good for them, actually.
Studies do show that.
No candies. I don't know where I get kidneys from. No candy for one night. You know, donate to us and do us a favor and keep this fantastic radio station firing in all cylinders.
This drive is significant. Sustaining members are really, really an important part. And, of course, a single donation is more than welcome. If you could spare $5, $10, $20, but $5 a month, $10 a month, over time, whether it's $5 becoming $60 over the course of a year or $10 becoming $120, that is just such a tremendous help to the station. And it's, you know, please remember that WGXC is a creative community radio station. It's based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. It's local. It's hands-on access and participation. It's a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. And it's a great way to listen to Catskill Cabin Getaway in the car. Catch it on the radio on your way to work. Or you can stream us
through your transmission app.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, so that's a good point.
Now, we are looking to secure additional sustaining supporters towards the ultimate goal of $5,000 in monthly contributions, which will allow us to end traditional pledge drives. That goal is within our grasp. If we can add a total of 1,250 in monthly donations during this drive, we are almost there. That's exciting, Mike.
It's very exciting. And that being said, Andy, I think we've come to the end.
We have indeed.
It's been a great conversation.
Absolutely. As ever, Mike, fantastic. Enjoy doing. I actually really enjoy doing the pitches because it gives me and you a chance just to hang out together.
That's right.
So,
just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
So, listen, everybody, thank you very much for listening. Us talking the way we do, just inane nonsense, but with a serious note along with it. If you can donate, a sustaining donation would be fantastic. But in reality, anything you can give is good enough. So thank you for that ahead of time. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
That's but I have only the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys know what call. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. Not them, is it?
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Claire. I'm from Athens, and I'm 8.
I'm Amelia. I'm also from Hudson, and I'm here today.
I'm Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about our wonderful radio station that we love so much, WGXE 90.7 FM, which we have been proud to be volunteer programmers on WGXE since 2011. Yes, 2011, when the station first launched. Bound by Books was a show in that first year. So we've been on the radio a very long time. Some of the youth have grown up and gone away, moved on to other things. But we've had a consistent cohort of youth and me talking about books for many, many years. And we're so grateful to WGXC for giving us time, space, bandwidth to talk with all of you listening out there about books and various other book-related things. To me, it's really powerful having youth voices on the radio with our show and Clubhouse Radio and other shows that have youth voices on them on WGXC. That's not something you find often when you turn on the radio. And so we're really grateful for that space. And WGXC relies on support from community members, listeners like you, to keep the radio station on the air, to keep shows like Bound by Books on the air, and other favorite shows of ours with different community members and highlighting community artists, news, so many different topics. It's really an amazing radio station that we're so lucky to have here on our radio dial. So we're asking our listeners out there for support during the Please Assist Us in Transmission Winter 2023 Pledge Drive, which will be ongoing throughout February. And our ultimate goal is to get enough funding in sustaining donations so that we don't have to have pledge drives very frequently. We want the radio to be filled with unique, fun content, not us asking for funding. So our goal is to raise a minimum of $1,250 more per month in sustaining support. I think we can do it. That's an achievable goal, but we can't do it without you, our listeners out there. So we hope that you will call in or go online and set up a sustaining donor relationship with WGXC. You can do so by going to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. So we're 84% of the way to where we need to be able to hold off on continuous pledge drives, but we need your help. So help us reach that goal and make a recurring donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400. All donations to WGXC are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. And you can also make a one-time donation. If sustaining memberships aren't your thing, you can do a one-time donation as well. Everything helps. But sustaining memberships are pretty great, both for the station, who then knows they can count on your support month to month, but also as a donor. I know I'm a sustaining donor for WGXC, and it's nice to just set it up and it just happens. I just have a set amount come out of my bank account every month that goes to WGXC. I know it'll happen. Don't have to think about it. It just happens. Just marvelous. I don't have to like look and be like, did I donate to WGXC this year? I just know it's happening every month. It's really easy to set up and make adjustments if needed. But yeah, highly suggested. And thank you to everyone who donates already. If you are a sustaining donor and you think maybe I am at a point where I could give a little more, consider upping your donation. That'll help us reach our goal as well. We hope some of our listeners out there will consider making a contribution to our beloved WGXC. But on that note, I'm going to tell you the way to donate one more time, and then we're going to dive into talking about some books. So WGXC.org/donate is a way that you can set up your recurring payments online. You can also check out the website while you're there, which is a great source of information. And you can also call 518-697-7400, and a WGXC staff member will help you set up your donation. So on to the books. With thank you to our listeners. Oh, and I want to say a happy birthday to my sister, who is a dedicated listener of Bound by Books. So happy birthday to my big sister, who's the best big sister in all the land, except for maybe Mashuda, who is Fatia's big sister. But happy birthday, Sarah. Sarah also loves to read books and loves WGXC and Bound by Books. So she has great taste. So who would like to start today talking about a book?
Can I read?
Yes, you can go first. So Claire, what did you want to share today?
So I had a few books, but I got this book yesterday for Valentine's Day. It's called A Cat's Guide to the Night Sky.
Cool.
And it's not a chapter book. It's all about observing the night sky and what you'll need to go outside. And the author is Brandon Carney, illustrated by Brandon Carney. Start and some. Find out what North Lights really are. Get to know the place of the moon. Discover the planets of our solar system. If you look up at the night sky or a dark night, what do you see? There's whole universe starting back at you. I mean, staring back at you. And so that's one of my books. I have two more books here. This one is called Penguin Day.
That was Penguin Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Penguin Day. From morning to the glows black and white. A cast of thousands written. A cast of thousands with wild animals and food, 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 light night, and starring the famous Nathaniel and everything in between. Written by and illustrated by Vic Sean Wintergen. And then this little penguin saying, "Hi, Mom."
Cute. So what's that one about?
It's pretty short, but, and I've read it before, it's all about what penguins do in the morning and night.
So like their daily routine? Oh, because it's Penguin Day. So is Penguin Day a special day or is it a regular day?
I can't really figure that part out.
Okay.
Mostly.
If you were going to recognize Penguin Day, would it be a special event?
Special. And now this has been used a lot. As you can see, somebody...
Oh, it was written in.
Somebody, a little kid drew in it, so, but it's in very good shape, and it's a very good book. I think I might recommend it.
Is it a funny book?
I don't really know. There's this one funny picture that my mom laughed at, and it's like they're having a party, and this kid has like this whole entire cake on the back of the piano. Behind the piano. It's like all this like a bunch of food behind the piano at a party.
Seems like it might be a special day.
Yeah. Oh my god, look, there's a wedding cake.
Ooh.
And there's all different kinds of food in this picture. There's like, I could name all of them. There's big fish, muffins, pie, fruits, sushi, cheese, all kinds of cheese, and presents for people.
Very cool.
And then this is my last book. I know I have a lot of books today. Just Starring Messenger, Galileo.
Is that Galileo. By Peter Sis?
Yes. How did you guess? I've read it.
Because I'm a librarian.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been really into the Zodiac lately. And so me and my mom found this. And it's by Peter Sis, yes. And it's all about how Galileo lived. It's his origin.
Did you know anything about him before you read the book, or was this
all new info? No, I didn't know that he existed.
Is it a good book? Did you learn a lot of cool stuff?
Mm-hmm. If any of you guys out there are big history or origin lovers, or Zodiac lovers, this is a good book for you. And this one too.
The cat one.
Mm-hmm. The cat one. And so that's all that I have today.
Sounds like a lot of great books, very diverse in terms of content too. Although two were about the night sky, but they seem like very different books about the night sky.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
So why don't we hear from Batia? What book did you want to talk about today? Or did you have a poem to share or something else?
I have a book to share. Like, there's like two characters this time.
Is this a book you wrote or a book you're reading?
It's a book that I wrote. It's called George the Little Explorer. Once upon a time, there lived a rainbow teddy bear on the high mountains. One day, someone came to Teddy's home. When he came in, there was a bowl of soup. George ate it all up. When Rainbow Teddy came in, he told George that the soup he ate was going to make him grow to 1,000 feet tall. George thought he shouldn't have ate the soup, but then Teddy told him he could go to the end of the world and take the treasure that the dragon was guarding. So he went, but he became back to old George. Again, he was sad, so the dragon said, "You can have the treasure." The end.
What inspired that story?
This inspired my story because I watched Peppa Pig with my little brother, and like it had a similar story. It was like George and I'm like a little bear. So I decided to write something like that, but I add some like a few changes.
Okay, so it's kind of like fan fiction a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Amelia. Do you have a book you wanted to share?
I have a bookish thing I wanted to share.
Oh, I love bookish things.
A couple last month, and I didn't notice it, and I don't know exactly why I didn't notice it, but it could be because I'm looking at the article for it now, and it was released on the first episode was released on January 19th, but it does say in parentheses Japan, so that might have been why I haven't noticed it until now. I wonder if it was maybe released in America later. But a new series of anime was released on Netflix, and it is all based on Junji Ito stories, which I've talked about before. I talked about that author, how much I love his manga and stuff like that. And there's one season out, but one particular episode that I have been really interested in watching is titled Hanging Balloon, which is based off Junji Ito's story, The Hanging Balloons, which is about a city or all of Japan basically being invaded by balloons that resemble the heads of people living in Japan that are after the people and try to basically hang them with the strings attached to the balloons. It's pretty wild, it's weird, and it's very hard to describe how kind of freaky it is when I describe it like that, as it's very hard to like describe any Junji Ito work, honestly, without reading it yourself. But that episode has been in a lot of places recently. I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen like clips of it on YouTube, and I'm really looking forward to watching it because Junji Ito's stories have been adapted for manga before, have been adapted for anime before, but I don't think it was done particularly well because it's very hard to adapt his style to an animated setting. But I think this one does it particularly well because it does something that's become more common in anime recently, which is mixing 2D imagery with CGI. And usually I think it doesn't work well. I've always thought that that looks unsettling, but for obviously a Junji Ito anime, that would actually work in that like context's favor. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. I think it'll be pretty good. There's also an episode that I found that seems to be based off the manga Tomie, which is one of his most iconic works. And I've talked about that before, how that has been adapted into a live action movie in Japan, but I didn't think it was that good. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this one maybe takes the story of Tomie in a different way. So that's what I'm excited for. That is a bookish thing that I found and I thought it would be interesting to talk about.
Sounds fun. Also horrifying.
Yes.
the balloon one.
As most of Junji Ito's work is, it is all horrifying. Except for one thing he made. Mm-hmm. He made a whole manga about him and his cat, and that one is all really cute. And it's the one thing I've read of his that isn't actually horrifying.
That's funny.
He really loves his cat.
I was thinking with the balloon one, I was like, how would I survive that? I would just try not to go outside at all and not open the windows. But then at some point, you probably need to go outside to like get food.
That's actually, I think, what this story kind of follows. The family that just kind of holds themselves up in their house to try and avoid the balloons outside.
And then I would like figure out some kind of shield that has pokey things on it. So that if you go outside, the balloon tries to get you and you get it with the pokey things.
See, that's what's interesting. You'd have to watch the show to really understand why that wouldn't work.
If but your that, balloon pops, it, do you go?
That actually does not work. It does not, you cannot pop the balloons. No. If you do, bad things happen.
Okay. Okay, I take it back. I'm not doing that.
But yeah, he has a whole book called Yon and Moo, Junji Ito's Cat Diary, and it's the cutest thing ever. He just writes about his cats.
Yeah, that one seems less scary.
Okay, so what if you like had like, I was just like wondering, because you guys talked about this, if you like had an umbrella and the balloons would just like go away from you, or if you had like a shield or something, like that wasn't spiky, if you just had like an umbrella and they would go like.
Or you could get like a stick covered with glue and then make the glue stick to the string so that the string can't get you.
I feel like I haven't properly emphasized how massive the balloons actually are in this story.
It's not like
they are like hot air balloon sized balloons.
Okay,
and they are very frightening.
That's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they get released? Does it say that?
How do they find you?
Oh my goodness, no. No Junji Ito story has that clear of an explanation for why things are happening. Things just happen. That's part of the appeal for me, honestly, that they never over-explain what exactly is going on. Except in Gyo, they explain what's going on in Gyo, but that was one of my earlier works, and I think it works there, so.
That's cool. I might have to check that one out. I still haven't read any Junji Ito, because I'm a bad person. So, there you go. Someday, maybe. And Fatia and Claire haven't read Junji Ito yet because they are 8 and 9 years old. And
yes.
Junji Ito is meant for older people. Because it's scary and terrifying. Anyways, thank you for sharing that. I have a book to share as well. So I recently read a graphic novel biography, I guess memoir, graphic novel memoir, written by Tommy Smith with Derek Barnes and illustrations by Dawood Anyabwile. And so it's a graphic novel. We have it in our YA section, but I think it would be good for adults as well. And so it's about Tommy Smith, and it kind of goes back and forth in time. So there's like the present day, which is actually in the past, but the more present day time is in Mexico City at the Olympics in 1968, which is when Tommy Smith made history and broke a record and took a stand against racial injustice in the United States. And so it's cutting back and forth between that race and the moments immediately following that race. And then in the parts that go back in time, it starts from when he's little and follows him up until that moment. So you get to see his childhood, and he lived in a rural area in Texas. They say Clarksville population.